you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Hope you had a good holiday. You know, hope you got rested. Hope you praised the Lord for all his goodness. Well, here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about this new scientific research. They found this link between heart disease and digestive or bowel inflammatory disease, so we're going to check it out. We're going to also talk about your supplements, and if we get time, maybe even about ancient cranes. We got lots to talk about, and a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees. I'm praying for this nation. I hope you are too. And today's devotional is from Psalms 37, and we're in verse 37, where it says, "Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him." Absolutely. Mind time. Seek the Lord's face, mind time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, hey, guess what? Researchers, Rice University, guess what they did? Guess what they've been up to? They're just dabbling in their laser-induced graphene technology, and they want to produce foods that are embedded with electronic parts. Yeah, they want to graphite or graphene these patterns into food items. They have these materials that are they have these conductive identification tags, sensors in them, right? So one of the chemists at Rice, James Torr, he says this is not ink. This is taking a material itself and converting it into graphene. Anything carbon can have a graphene content. So they want to, you know, target some materials, embed these graphenes into different things, including paper, cardboard, board items, cloth, and maybe even some foods like your breakfast toast. Why? You'd have to ask them. Ooh, moving along in the quack report. Last but not least, we got some natural toothpaste. I love natural toothpaste. People ask me about that, and I'm like, I don't do anything with fluoride in it myself. But herbal toothpaste in particular, they say help reduce levels in your salivary glucose, the glands that produce saliva can change the pH levels in your saliva. So research at a Jawhar Medical Dental College says that the herbal toothpastes are beneficial for people, especially those that release a lot of glucose, diabetics, for instance. And so the team in, have determined that, you know, if you go herbal toothpaste, you're going to do yourself a world of good. I can't disagree with that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All righty. Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about some new research tonight about heart disease and bowel disease and what is the connection between them. You know, because I've often said that, you know, the bowel is the body's most important organ because it gets rid of waste. I was talking to a lady today, and I gave her this analogy of, you know, the garbage men going on strike and the health risk that can cause. Well, just think of a sick and congested bowel inside the body and the health risks involved there. So without a healthy bowel, we do not have quality of life. So treating the symptoms really is not going to accomplish anything long term. It can actually increase the disease risk. Likewise, the cardiovascular system, including the heart muscle itself, is, you know, vital for good health. So we're going to check out what science has figured out with regard to these two organs and how we can protect our health. Well, apparently they say millions are at stake. You know, the new report, Science Daily, regarding the study that the University Hospital Cleveland Medical Center did, included, this study included like 22 million patients, gosh, with inflammatory bowel disease and also heart disease. What they did is they used the big data healthcare system, and they tracked patients in 26 national systems all over the United States for 3 years. So earlier last year, you know, modern medicine proclaimed that inflammation is responsible for a lot of diseases, including heart disease. Well, inflammation is also involved, they say, in irritable bowel syndrome or irritable bowel diseases. And according to Life Science, 70,000 annual cases were reported that involved heart disease with inflammatory disease like rheumatoid arthritis, irritable bowel, and lupus. So they're seeing some sort of bigger picture here. And they say we're at twice the risk of having some serious issues when we have these two conditions. According to the research, significant inflammation is going to increase your risk of not only heart disease, but also a heart event, like a heart attack, by 23 to 50%. So if you have things like diabetes and high blood pressure and you smoke or you have a sedentary lifestyle, your risk will be compounded for a heart event, and also you'll have, you know, the bowel disease on top of that. So the target age for the bowel disease to start showing up is between the ages of 15 and 30. And also females in that age group, if they get diagnosed young enough, they're going to get a more aggressive and complicated part of the illness. Now, about 3% of the Americans will be diagnosed with inflamed bowel diseases, and a majority of them are undiagnosed with the heart disease part. It's interesting, isn't it? I see a connection I guess science may not see, and we're going to get into that, and we're going to get we're going to get into, you know, the cut to the chase, fix this problem, and, you know, skip to the end. Shoots and ladders kind of version of it all. I know, Frank, we're going to take a break, but, you know, we'll be right back with more great stuff. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Born to Believe. Yeah. All right, Frank, thank you. We are talking about heart disease and bowel disease, this big connection. You know, the research was the lead researcher was Dr. Mohammed Panwar, Case Western Reserve University Hospital. And he says this, clinicians should take serious any symptoms suggesting a heart disease, such as chest pains in patients with bowel disease, especially the younger patients, end of quote. And then Dr. Robert Eckel, he's an endocrinologist and a cardiologist at University of Colorado Hospital. He says, this novel study by Dr. Panwar speaks to the world, and now clinical conversations can now occur about the steps people with bowel disease need to take to protect against heart disease. All right, well, let's look at their connector here, the inflammation. So the medical research is really pointing to inflammation as the culprit. However, the inflammation is really a symptom or a response to something. And medicine will never get at the cause chasing symptoms. So pointing your finger at inflammation is like blaming a fever for an infection. And in most instances, inflammation is an immune system response to toxins or poisons. So we are exposed to both every day. So the human body has every right to be inflamed, upset, toxic, and downright on the verge of major illness. So inflamed bowel disease can be called by several names, Crohn's disease, IBS or IBD, colitis, diverticulitis. The point is, if you want to avoid a myriad of illnesses, you really need to detox your system, the body, and you want to be careful of the tools you use and also the foods you eat and the medicine you take. So here's a question. I want you to consider this question. Which are more toxic, prescribed medications or over-the-counter medicines? Well, the reality is they are both very toxic, and they can cause serious health problems. And some health experts really think that it's the over-the-counter products that are more of a risk because children are exposed to them more often. So experts agree that the over-the-counter products that, you know, creates more trips to the ER, and the over-the-counter medicine that does that most is pain relievers. So, you know, overdosing on pain medicine, very common. And in 2000, Poison Control got about 130,000 calls nationwide just on pain reliever overdose. So we can lump the Tylenol, the aspirin, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs all into this category of risk. And people often die taking too much of these over-the-counter medicines. So the people who vomited they're the lucky ones, okay? So these drug residues tend to lodge into the tissue. So if it's carried by the bloodstream, it's going to penetrate the cells. And these are accumulative toxic residues. And if I had to give you an analogy, think of plaque on teeth. And when it gets below the gum line, it creates a lot of irritation and inflammation. So if it's not removed, gum disease is the result, and it can lead to tooth and bone loss. So the inflammation is a response to a foreign material, the plaque. Likewise, bowel inflammation is a response to the toxins inside the bowel walls, and the bowels are, you know, they're unable to provide this free flow of toxin out of the body that they're supposed to. So the toxins can accumulate and back up into your system, and the blood system can affect many areas, and of course modern medicine has found this link now to the cardio. So we want to look for some natural versions. That's what I tend to do. I personally look for natural versions for anti-inflammatories and pain relievers. For instance, ginger root is really excellent for arthritis conditions. The ancients used it a lot. And I like to add maybe willow bark or meadow sweet to help with more inflammation points that the disease has. Although these herbs are safer, however, we need to address the cause of the inflammation, and it's most likely diet. Now, our foods are chemically treated, and they lack nutrition more today than they did 50 years ago. So the body's not getting the nutrition it needs, and it's weak. Now, herbicides are covering about 90% of your produce and your grains, and these chemicals cause a lot of inflammation. So spend the extra money on the organic foods that are chemical-free. And because they're so rich with nutrition, you're going to eat less. So it's going to even out on your food bill. And, you know, this perfect time to clean house. You know, spring, people do spring cleaning. Well, herbs can help us remove a lot of accumulative toxicity that we pick up. It lifts the metabolic burden off the system, and it can function better. So everyone must work to assure that there's this free flow of toxicity out of the system, or it gets stored in your body. And medical science assumes we will avoid or purge out these toxins with no problem. And then they assign so many parts per million of toxicity that the human body can supposedly tolerate. Well, genetic science has taught us that not everyone's the same. Otherwise, you would not see common and less common side effects listed with prescribed medicines. I want you guys to keep this in mind. There is a 20% error margin in medical tests. They're not as accurate as people think. Also, cookie-cutter drug doses are an educated guess by science, and most medical treatments are based on hypothesis. It's an educated guess. All right, so it's spring. It's always a good time to cleanse in the springtime. Great, great time of year. It's time for renewal and refreshing, and cleansing with your herbs can offer that to your organs, your human body. You can perk it up. It's kind of amazing what God's medicinal herbs can do to promote wellness and also guard against disease. So why chase symptoms when you can avoid most internal medicine disorders by cleansing and nourishing your body? That's an ancient concept, but you know what? You know, why invent the wheel? It works. Doing our part to remove toxins and avoid recongesting the system. You want to eat whole foods, including your medicinal herbs. This is your plant-based healthcare our Creator intended. So the human body responds well to what God intended. Now, call Apothecary Herbs, and they're going to send you a free catalog about their organic whole food herbal cleanses. They also have a lot in there. They got the anti-inflammatory pain relievers. They got the heart strengthening formulas. They got the ginger root in there. They got arthritis deep tissue rubs. They got a slew of things. And all you got to do is call their toll-free number and get a catalog. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. You can visit their website if you want to do the internet. It's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Puts the power back in your hands. And that's where your healthcare options just got endless. It just became endless with that. When you take the power back, Right? All right. So they are having a April store-wide sale, and it ends on Monday the 9th. So take advantage of that, and you'll save 20% on your organ cleansing products, the natural flea and tick collars for your dogs and cats, your cleanses, your immune boosters, the whole slew of things, your cardio strengthening stuff. It's all there, 20% off on orders of $50 or more. So take advantage of that. On the website, it's already there. The discount's already there. It's automatic, so you can just shop there. Or if you want to call and ask for the discount, you can do that. Or you can write April sale on your order form and deduct 20% before your shipping, and you'll get the discount there. So lots of ways to save and order. We've got lots of people out there that, do it the old-fashioned way, just through the mail, and that's fine. Internet is not for everybody. Mm. I respect that. I really do. All right, now if you're calling, I hate those phone tree things where you get tied up in it. Press 2 if blah, 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 blah. Press 3. Okay, you just call, listen to the initial greeting if it's after hours, and, you just press one thing for live customer service. Okay, bam. You're there. That's one of my little peeves, Frank, is, you call, let's say, what is it, the cable company, and you just want to talk to somebody about your problem, and you get tied up in the endless phone tree thing. I don't like that. All right, we're gonna be talking about some supplements here. We got some secrets. Shh, you're not supposed to know this. But, we were told that North America has about, a little over 500 million people in it, 32 people per square mile, apparently. And half of the population says, you know what they say? They say vitamin supplements are very necessary, very necessary. So the top consumers, for the average supplement sold at stores, doesn't matter what kind, they're going to be, average supplement. Pregnant women take their supplements, children, one a day things, and of course the elderly. So that's quite a spread, of people, all age groups. They're all taking supplements. So a lot of the marketing hype out there is saying, not all supplements are the same. A lot of Americans still believe, you are what you eat. Right, so they try to eat right, they do, but they really don't understand how their food sources are sabotaged with herbicides and pesticides and all this stuff. So those that are using supplements often use them for things like energy, to avoid conditions like heart disease and arthritis and cancer and the common cold. Now, are certain people more at risk of getting poor health if they do not supplement their diets? Well, we're going to take a look. We're going to see if supplements are really all that great. I know, we got to take a break, Franks. Okay, we'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Some great bumper today. Thanks, Frank. I like the retro stuff. All right, we're talking about supplement secrets here. And, you know, you don't see too much, you know, in the medical journals, you know, extolling the benefits of your vitamins and your mineral nutritional supplements. But there are a few categories we need to be sensitive to. Our lifestyle can actually put us at a greater risk of developing serious health conditions due to nutritional deficiency. So, if you're, let's say, on a low-calorie diet, if you're pregnant, if you have excessive menstrual bleeding, if you smoke, if you overdo the alcohol, if you take a lot of prescription drugs, if you're using recreational drugs, and you tend to be elderly and you don't always eat right, then you are at risk of nutritional depletion. So drugs, alcohol, tobacco, all affect nutrient absorption. So empty calories from your alcohol and your soda can actually hinder healthy eating and further deplete nutrients. You know, how many times have you seen, you know, full-blown alcoholics? They don't really eat much. They don't eat right. So you change, they drink their dinner. That's right. That's what they do. But changing the lifestyle and adding quality supplements is really going to make a big difference, but you want to make sure you get good supplements. Prescription meds and supplements can sometimes work against each other. You got to realize that. So you got your homework before you, and you want to make sure you're getting the right products. Now, the most common counter-regulatory warnings come when you're taking a lot of prescriptions like the following. Sometimes your supplements will interact badly or block the absorption of your prescription. So if you're on diabetic meds, cancer drugs, heart disease meds, epilepsy or seizure drugs, prostate medicines, blood thinners, blood pressure meds, hormone replacement drugs, even Parkinson's disease meds and antidepressants, sometimes don't mix well with supplements and your herbs, okay? That's why when you get your Apothecary Herbs catalog, they'll show you counter regs in there, and they'll may say use caution or avoid if you're using blah, blah, blah medication. So, you know, you don't want to be an educated consumer. No sense in buying something you're not going to be able to use. All right. Now, some of the most vital nutrients will dissolve in water, your vitamin B, your vitamin C, and you may say, well, so what? Well, these vitamins are not as readily stored in your fat, and your body eliminates them quickly, with the exception of B12. So you're going to need to constantly supply your system with those nutrients. So if you're not getting it from your diet, you're going to have to get it in some sort of medicinal supplement. Now, if your water-soluble vitamins are fragile, and they're going to be destroyed by heat, okay? Cooking them, for instance, storing them in hot places. You want to be aware of that. Water-soluble stuff doesn't do well with heat, okay? So, now nuts, seeds, green leafy vegetables and fruits, they're all going to contain a lot of nutrition, especially if you get organic. So if you're over 60 years of age, you're going to need 30% more calcium and vitamin D. That's right. And I don't know how many times, I'm a broken record when it comes to calcium. Probably 3 or 4 times a week I talk to people about calcium. They have no idea. They just go by what they see in the ads or on TV and what their parents told them and, you know, drink milk, have some cheese and some yogurt here. Got to have calcium. Well, it's not the right calcium. It's missing the minerals for uptake and absorption of calcium in cow's milk. Body likes calcium. It's really picky in a ratio of 2 to 1 with calcium, magnesium, and boron. And you guess where you get that ratio? Perfect chemistry. It's going to be in your green leafy vegetables, some of your fruits, and herbs. But it's not in cow's milk. And that's why we've got bone problems, osteoporosis, even though people are, you know, walking around with a bunch of milk mustaches there. All right. Let's talk about body mass index for a second because, you know, health insurance, life insurance companies are all into this body mass index to calculate, you know, because it dictates your future and the cost of your future, your wellness. So body mass index calculation, I mean, when you go to your doctor for the common cold, they're going to weigh you. They're going to calculate your body mass index and send that off to your insurance company for sure. So your body mass index is a big deal. Each time you visit a doctor, you're going to get weighed. It's going to be entered into your health record. About 70% of adult Americans and 50% of kids are all overweight. They're blowing that body mass index all the smithereens, okay? So a third of the nation is overweight. Now, I never thought I would see so many reality weight loss programs that I've seen on TV, makeovers and things like that, but they do surgery. They cut to the chase and they send the makeover person to surgery. If your body mass index is over 30, they're going to say you're in the obese category, and nutrition and exercise can help you correct that. So here's an example of how you can calculate your body mass index if you want to check it. You can go to the CDC.gov website. They do have a chart there, and you can check it there. But you take your weight, and you divide by your height in inches squared, and then you multiply that by 703. So 150 pounds, for instance, divided by 5'5", the height, 65 inches squared, is 24.96 body weight index. So there you go. But you know, there's been some new science on how to lose weight. You got 24 hours in a day, right? Okay. So you could divide your day up into hours, right? What you want to do is take that 24 hours and you want to subtract 8 hours of it. So you got 16 hours of your day. They did a scientific study. Don't eat in the 16 hours. Pick 8 hours during your day, which you can eat your 3 meals, but the other 16 you don't. Well, of course, 8 of that 16 you're not eating is probably sleeping. And so the other 8 hours you're busy doing other stuff. And they notice that the weight just melts off, people. Like in weeks, you know? So you definitely want to eat well and eat good things. You're not going to, you know, eat a lot of fast food and convenience foods and snacks full of stuff. But, you know, it just melts right off. And a lot of obese people who have struggled with weight loss, when they shift to that, eating only 8 hours during a 24-hour period, they get the extra help they need in losing that weight. So there's a FYI out there for you. The other thing that's real important is you want to avoid things that create a lot of inflammation in the body because it hinders the body from losing weight, okay? For instance, if your liver's inflamed, it gets fatty, you're not going to lose weight as much. You're going to struggle with that. So a lot of toxins in the body, a lot of inflammation in the body will sabotage your weight loss plan in a skinny minute. So you want to be smart about how you're going to lose weight. I'm not a big person that you know, encourages people to, you know, seek some of those newfangled ways. What do they call cool sculpting? And, of course, you know, the other things that have been around for a while that, you know, just remove fat. But If you get liposuction, for instance, they don't tell people everything. There's not a full disclosure when you go have those treatments. I mean, it does remove the fat, and it does put you, you know, in slimmer clothes for the summer. But what happens is the fat accumulates somewhere else. So people that get liposuction, let's say around the mid area and the thigh, all of a sudden their arms get fat and their neck gets fat. So the body stores the fat somewhere else. So you got to be careful. Yep. All right. So if you develop, let's say, a disease and you know that some disease in itself, you know, can hinder nutrient absorption. For instance, if you got, let's say, a gastrointestinal problem, like we were talking about irritable bowel syndrome, a lot of inflammation, it can cause nutrient deficiency. And then your prescription meds can also block a lot of absorption and also block metabolic transport of your nutrients, your vitamins and minerals throughout the body. So you got to be aware of that. So if, let's say you take anti-seizure medicines or maybe birth control pills or those anti-inflammatory meds and chemotherapy drugs, you're going to become nutrient deficient. Yes, you are. Also, smoking will also block the absorption of your nutrients by 50%. Yeah, you don't see that on the pack of cigarettes, do you? Also, there are a few foods that will offer a lot to the body. I call them Superman nutrients, more nutrition than your average food. Many nutritionalists call these superfoods, okay? And so here's a list. Your blueberries, for instance, is on the list. Who doesn't like blueberries, really? I mean, unless you got an allergy to them. But a lot of nutrition in the blueberries, a lot of antioxidants, protect your cells from toxins and free radicals, oxidative stress. And they're pretty to look at. They're a handy snack. They're pretty on salads, even in smoothies. So blueberries are on the list. Salmon, a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. They counteract bad fats. And loaded with protein, vitamins, and minerals like selenium, iron, magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, zinc, your vitamins A, B, D, and E. Excellent nutrient choice if you want to avoid or improve your conditions, let's say, of asthma, arrhythmia, diabetes, ulcers, high blood pressure, cholesterol, inflammatory bowel disease, migraine headaches. Rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, skin problems like eczema and psoriasis and acne. So if you look at the cultural studies that they do every year, the Mediterranean region doesn't have the Western diseases we do. They don't have heart disease. They don't have diabetes. They don't have cancer. It's because of the omega-3 fatty acids in the way they eat. So what could it cost you to go to the bookstore and get a cookbook on Mediterranean dishes that you can make in 20, 30 minutes and switch to that diet? It's not exotic. It's just the way they eat olive oil, fresh fruits and vegetables. You're skipping the drive-through. You're skipping eating out. You're making it yourself. You're doing it yourself. You're doing it for you. And that's what you got to do. And you got to go organic. Try to find an organic market you can trust that, you know, doesn't lie to you. And you pick up the good things you need for the recipe. Oh, I know I'm late, Frank, for the break. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Get up and dance, Frank.
Good exercise. Okay, we're talking about some supplement secrets here. And we're talking about the superfoods on the list. We got blueberries, we got salmon. Also on the list was your spinach, chlorophyll, dark greens. Spinach is really loaded with manganese, iron, calcium, antioxidants, your vitamin A and K. If you want healthy eyesight, have some spinach. It's also excellent for, you know, your salads. It's also a favorite in Italian dishes. So, tomatoes with a lycopene. Oh, the lycopene in tomatoes alone is going to get that heart pumping. Valuable pigments and antioxidants in tomatoes. Research of the lycopene says it lowers your risk of prostate cancer and heart disease. So, how much tomato would you have to eat according to the research on those benefits? Well, 10 servings or more a week. So, yeah, you can count the ketchup and the pizza sauce as a serving, actually. Lots of vitamin C, and it also is going to be almost any food people like. You know, if you get tired of tomatoes, switch to red or pink grapefruit or watermelon for the lycopene in those foods. Olive oil, we mentioned the omega-3s. Olive oil is loaded with omega-3s. Healthy monounsaturated fats, that's what omega-3s are, and great for the cardio system. And also, you know, the Bible tells us that olive oil makes your face glow. Healthy glow. Drizzle your olive oil on your spinach, over your baked potatoes, dip your favorite breads into them, just, you know, yum yum. Almonds is on the list as well. Hard to believe that such a lot of nutrition is in such a small little package as an almond, but it's loaded with minerals and healthy fats, of course, and your vitamin E, and that helps you keep your heart healthy, and you want to get organic healthy vitamin E, not the synthetic. Oats is on the list, and one of those whole grains. Of course, we've heard it helps with cholesterol, keeps the blood vessels strong and flexible, lots of fiber. I was just talking to someone today about oatmeal. And I'm like, well, most people don't make it right. And most people just, you know, cook it into this gluey, sticky mess. And it's so hard on the bowel to digest that. Because when grains have glutens in them, and, of course, they come out when you overcook them. So here's the proper way to make oats if you're going to have oatmeal. You take your rolled oats, preferably organic, and you boil some water, and then you put the oats in. Sometimes I like to throw raisins in as well. But anyway, once you add the oats to the hot water, you take it off the heat, you put the lid on, and you wait for maybe 5 minutes, and then you drain them. And they're just tenderized, but they're not gluey and sticky. But they contain all their proteins, all their minerals, all their nutrients in that way, and you don't throw it down the sink with the boiled water, see? So that's how you make oatmeal. Garlic is on the list, antibiotic, broad spectrum, variety of ways, heart, cardiovascular, blood sugar, and immune system aid. Garlic. Strawberries also made the list. Awesome berry, packed with a lot of antioxidants, potassium, vitamin C, and folate, vitamin B. good nutrient for healthy hearts, okay? A lot of phenols in your strawberries will protect you from things like cancer and heart disease, arthritis, and other ailments. So strawberries, this is a perfect time of year to get them. And anybody in the Himalayas or knows of anybody that has authentic goji berries, those are also going to be authentic 18 amino acids, okay? Beta-carotene, more than carrots, a lot of minerals and vitamins. So if you have any goji berries, if you taste the real deal, kind of remind me. They're a bit chewy and dry, but they have, to me, a tobacco type of flavor to them. It's weird. So those are the authentic. Himalayan, they only let like 10% of the real gojis go out of the country each year, something like that. And the rest are all just like fake. They're just fake goji berries. So you got to be careful what you're getting out there. So basically, if you're looking for some superfoods, and let's say you don't want to eat a ton of blueberries or strawberries, or you don't like salmon, you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have this body foundation food mix. It's a powder. It's all organic. It's whole food, and you just throw it in a smoothie. Okay, you like. Freeze some fruit, throw it in a smoothie with some coconut milk, and throw some body food mix in there, and bam, you have the total package of nutrients. Well, you'll be amazed how energized you are. I can't tell you how many millennials have tried this and say how they amazing they feel. Well, it's because they were so nutrient depleted, you know. So check it out, the body food mix. You can use it while you cleanse. You can use it when you're not cleansing. You can use it every day. It kind of covers your gamut of plant proteins, amino acids, vitamins and minerals. So, you know, you've got the gamut there. And it doesn't need digestion like a pill does. And you don't have to swallow it like a pill. I don't know about you, but I don't like swallowing pills. So I really like the fact that Apothecary Herbs has powders that are water soluble in juice or smoothies. And then they have the herbal tincture liquids. And you can put those doses in juice and just drink it. Or you can take it straight if you want. But no swallowing pills. And as we get older, a lot of people have trouble with their swallowing mechanism. So this is really a great thing to have if you're having trouble swallowing, is just put it in a little juice or water and you're good to go. So the powerherbs.com if you want to check them out online. And give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. And for those of you that are tech savvy, sign up for the online newsletters that they send out to the email each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. And there's no subscription fee, so you can get these great health tips and other information each and every week, and it's absolutely free. So check it out. Just click on books and newsletters when you're on the website and take you right there. All right, we got a few minutes, and we're going to touch on healthy grains. I don't know. Frank, do you know how many species of grains there are in the world? I had no idea until I looked into it. There's a lot. Frank's thinking. There's 8,000. Frank says a bunch. Okay, that works. 8,000 species of grains worldwide. So the ancient grains are these nutrient-rich, loaded nutrient-rich grains. They have a lot of texture and taste to them. Grains helped to develop commerce in the ancient world. However, whole grains offer more, wealth. Really, in the ancient world, than gold and silver did. So we're going to take a look at these ancient grains. Refined grains are, they get stripped of a lot of their oils and nutrients. So that's why, a lot of our heart health is depleted because we're not getting that nutrient from the grains, which were supportive of heart health. A lot of research labs at the University of Wisconsin said that eating 30 grams of raw grain, like oats, wheats, corns, organic rice, these things, lowers your cholesterol and gives you lots of benefit. But you want to make sure you're not getting grains that are treated with glyphosate, your herbicide, okay? Because that causes a lot of inflammation in the body, and you don't want that. So ancient Aztecs and Greeks, Africans, Asian Indians, American Indians, they used small millet-sized seeds and from these broadleaf plants to prepare things like rice and cereals and these dishes. And even they ground it sometimes up with corn flour. And the health benefit is really a lot of amino acids that you're getting from these ancient grains. So quinoa is an ancient grain indigenous to the Andes. It's rich in essential amino acids, potassium, a lot of iron and zinc, recommended for those who do have a lot of allergies to grains. Rice, also brown rice, compared to white rice, is going to be less sugar-based, won't convert as readily to sugar. So it's complex carb as compared to simple. Lots of vitamins and minerals in your brown rice. Barley's on the list. Stone Age, ancient grain. Victorian Age, they used it then as well. Lots of vitamin B in your barley. And you know what? This helped. The barley helps remove toxins from your bowel. It tends to help lower blood pressure as well. So barley is one of those whole kind of grains, but they remove the husk, of course. Wheat is also on the list, American standard grain, of course, prehistoric grain originally from the Middle East. That's where wheat came from. Popular in its flavor, fiber, protein, complex carbs. But again, you don't want it soaked in glyphosate, which most of the wheat is today. So you got to get organic wheat. So if you're looking, I get this question a lot. What kind of bread should I look for? Well, I always go to the frozen food area in the health food stores or the organic markets because they'll have Ezekiel bread. They'll have Rudy's whole ancient grain breads. And because they don't have, you know, a lot of dough conditioners and preservatives, they're in the frozen food section. But they are a delight to eat. So if you want to switch over to something like that, definitely check that out. Also, don't forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are having their spring sale. If you want to do your organ cleansing this spring and refresh your system and lift a lot of metabolic stress and toxicity off the system, great time because 20% off sale through the 9th of April. And so $50 or more in your basket or on your order form or on your order over the phone will get you the 20% off. So this is a great time to stock up on stuff. You can get your heart formulas, your diabetic formulas, your thyroid kits, all this stuff, 20% sale through the 9th of April. So don't delay. Give them a call or go on their website and get the discount. It's store-wide, so you don't need a coupon. Okay, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com is the web address. Call them toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. That is toll-free in the United States and Canada. So definitely take advantage of the sale. Get empowered, get healthy, enjoy the summer. Be all cleansed and light and, you know, and just empowered. That's what it's about. God's herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. God can't lie. Absolutely. I know I'm out of time. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.